Oh, Father, we delight in Jesus. Oh, in that name, Jesus, we come, hallelujah, praising you, thanking you. Oh, what great grace. Oh, what love we are loved. Hallelujah, God. Oh, we adore him. Thank you, Lord. We want to see his face. Lord, only you could do that. God, thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for this Spirit that anoints your people. Lord, help us to be open to you today. Quicken us, God. Help us to rise up, feasting upon you, Lord. Again, giving you thanks for all things, everything, always. God, continuing in prayer, meditating upon your name. God, continually, every thought captivated by the beauty of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, what a wonderful life we live as we let Christ live in us. Lord, we're grateful today. We're thankful you set a table before us, God. Yes, even in the midst of our foes. I'm so thankful, God, they've been seated. Oh, because I am right at the right hand. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you that you're delivering this to us, God. Help us to feast. Open our hearts, Lord Jesus. God, let us just take of you. Oh, Lord, it's so freely given. May we grow up into you in all things. May you be magnified this morning. May your Spirit reign. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. If you would open your Bibles with me today, we're going to the Song of Solomon. And we'll be reading from the fourth chapter. Familiar verse there, verse 16. Song of Solomon 4:16. And it says there, awake, awake, O north wind. Come on. I glory in tribulation. Hallelujah. And come, thou south, blow upon my garden, that the spices thereof may flow out. Let my beloved come, O come, into his garden and eat his pleasant fruits. Well, you talk about a fellowship. You talk about some dining. You talk about a table just set for two. Praise be to God what the Lord is doing. And the Lord so sweetly brought this verse to my heart a couple weeks ago, sitting out on a boat. I had privilege to go fishing with a dear friend and brother of mine up in the Northern Territory, and I'm so thankful to the Lord for that time. We had some sweet fellowship, and it was a rare opportunity for me to fish the way that they fish up there in a boat and trolling around. And we started out that day, and the water was just like glass. It was absolutely beautiful. The weather was perfect. It was amazing what was going on with the scenery and everything. And it was sweet because we caught a few fish. And as we went along, the wind started picking up and the waves started bouncing around. And I said, oh, well, I guess we had a good time while it lasted. And he said, oh, friend, you don't understand what's going on here. And I said, he says to me, you watch, it's only going to get better. And I was puzzled at that. I was thinking, what do you mean it's going to get better? Wind's blowing, waves are bumping around. He says, you know what, you can't see what's going on right now, but underneath all of this, what's happening is we're down here, and I kind of set us down here. I knew that that wind would blow from the north to the south. He said, and we're all down here. And he said, what's going to happen is all that food that them fish are going to eat is going to blow right down underneath us. And you're going to see all them fish come. He said, now get ready. And it wasn't long. Bang, bang, bang. Fish on, fish on. And it got more exciting and more exciting. Even in all that wind, what was going on. And I thank the Lord, it was just at that moment. Awaken, O north wind. Come blow. That's what we're going to talk about tonight. I'm so grateful to God what he is doing here in this meeting. I'm so thankful for the increase that, again, he's bringing to himself. His inheritance, brothers and sisters, is in his saints. And I'm so thankful that there was such an example there. See, my friend, he had experience. He had experience. He not only knew that that wind was not going to mess everything up, he knew it was going to only make it better. just like those who know about this north wind we're rejoicing in today. And it's not that there's something about the north wind. There's something only in the north wind. It has to be the north wind. It has to be that specific wind that brings the abundant harvest to our lives, brothers and sisters, just like that wind brought all that food underneath that boat and brought that abundance of fish, all that fruit on my line. Praise be to God. Now, for a long time, brothers and sisters, I believe that we can be in a state where everything is predicated upon how we feel. Come on. Is it going good in my what I perceive, or is it going bad? Brothers and sisters, and we know, not we think, not that we're doubting, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. And I'm so thankful I heard brothers preaching about it this morning. I heard that that was, it is written, that all-powerful word, sharper than any two-edged sword, it's cutting down, it's dividing the intent of every bit of it. And what's it going to be today? Is it going to be by faith, or is it going to be by feeling? But see, for a long time, brothers and sisters, I was mistaken about that wind. I thought that wind ruined fishing. I thought that wind was just out there to make me sick. I thought that wind was out there to just make me cold. I thought that wind was just going to blow dust everywhere, and my goodness, that wind was going to mess up my hair. I had a hat on. That was for my sisters. Now, in nature, brothers and sisters, did you know that the wind is vital for life? Vital. Without this wind, first of all, there's many things they know, but I'm telling you the countless what they don't know. But they know that the wind regulates the temperatures on the face of the earth. Without the wind, it would either get too hot and everything would burn up. Without the wind, everything would get too cold and it would just freeze up. Regulates even the tides. I always thought it was the moon, but a lot of it's the wind. They're finding that out there on the East Coast right now, aren't they? But even more than that, that wind, and specifically the north wind, helps pollinate most edible plants. Edible plants. I'm talking about the food that we eat. Now, 90% of all flowers are pollinated by those good old little bees. I love to see them working in the garden. I love to see them out there hitting the roses and the lilies and all of that. Because, see, they're attracted to the color. They're attracted to the scent of those flowers. And they can grow and pollinate a rose and a daisy. You know, all those showy things. But the north wind, it doesn't get to pollinate the showy things. Matter of fact, the north wind, it just gets kind of the boring little green plants. You know, those ones we call rice and grain and wheat and corn. I'm talking about the ones that really sustain the majority of the population on this earth. Something to think about. See, this wind that I'm talking about today, it may not bring the pretty trimmings in life, but it brings the food. It brings the fruit. It brings the most valuable things to our lives, brothers and sisters. And God has made it that it's going to be often the cold, harsh wind that is the most beneficial to our lives. And not just to our lives, brothers and sisters, but to the body. There's a beautiful thing going on here in this meeting that I believe that God is awakening us to, is how beautiful is the body of Christ. I'm so thankful how Jesus is bringing us into that knowledge. Honeys, do you love my appearing? I love how people always say, oh yeah, I love the appearing of the Lord. I'm looking for Him to come. I love His appearing. That's true. But I'm going to ask you again today, and you're going to hear this till Jesus come. His appearing is in the saints right now. Do you love to come and gather yourselves the much the more as we see that day approaching? Do you pant and fervently want truly to fellowship with the people of God? Or is it more fun for you to go run with the pleasures of sin for a season? Come on now. And I'm not talking about necessarily just hanging out in bars and things of that nature. I'm talking about tying yourself up in the compromises of Christianity. I'm talking about the leanness that will come upon your soul, because a little leaven leavens the whole lump. I'm talking about, well, that's my family, and I've got to kind of cater to them, and they feel this way, and I just can't go against that. Let me tell you something. You better wake up. Jesus said, if you're not willing to leave them and come after me and take up your cross, you're not worthy of it. We can get emotional about a lot of things, but I'm going to tell you something. Our natural blood isn't it. Our citizenship right now is in heaven. My family, by God's grace, is the family of God. And if you're a Christian here today, yours is too. You may not live like it. You may deny it. You may not want it. Too bad. You have been bought with a price. You are not your own. You are the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You're a prisoner of His love, and He loves you, and He is a jealous God. He's going to come after you. He's going to chasten you. And if you'll endure the chastening, He will deal with you as sons. And this is what we're talking about today. It's not just, oh, if I have to go that way. No, it's awaken, North Wind. Come on. I'm glorying in my infirmities. Because I realize when God gets me into the place where I can't, my goodness, He magnifies, son, I can. Watch me do it. Watch me part the sea. Watch me put the meal and the oil in that cupboard every day. Watch me do it. I'm your provider. It wasn't in your smarts. It wasn't in your degree. It wasn't in anything of your ability, because you don't have any. You really don't. Maybe people compliment you and shine you and all of these different things. Let me tell you something. God made you and gave you everything you are. And we better settle in that. And not just settle in it, but rejoice in it. It's amazing. Then you'll start to grow up. Then He'll take you places, my goodness, that you never imagined. You'll go into places, well, Lord, I know I can't do this. Praise God. Because now I'm going to live a miracle. I'm doing that right now. I didn't want this, didn't think I needed this, didn't have anything really about a knowledge about it. But God said, I'm your all-sufficiency, son. Just step into it. And praise God, you know, there was a set of shoes awaiting for that. Can you imagine that? But that's how God does it. He'll take you into things that you thought, oh, Lord, I don't want to go that way. They'll be the sweetest, sweetest, sweetest food you ever ate. Trust Him. Oh, my goodness, trust Him, brothers and sisters. It's a sweet time, and it's time to trust the Lord. But brothers and sisters, it's so wonderful to know that truly this north wind, as it works in our lives, it increases the body. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. That's how we can look at one another. And sure, we hurt because there are brothers and sisters in the Lord. I don't like to see that ones are sick. I don't like to see, in a sense, the pain and a lot of different things. But see, that's, again, naturally speaking, I want to be compassionate that way. But my goodness, the glory to the Lord is when we're in the trial. And you know what? You're standing on the rock that's higher than I, and you're thankful. There's a peace that passes all understanding that's going on. We marvel at that kind of stuff. Not at you, but at Christ in you. See, that's the beautiful thing. Praise God. It gives me comfort. It gives me hope. It strengthens me. You talk about supplying. You talk about the food and the spices that go out. But it didn't just stop there, did it? Oh, no. Not just for the body, but for Him. Did you hear about the husbandman that comes in there and just feasts? Did you read about the one that comes in there and says, oh my goodness, let my beloved come into his garden? Isn't that wonderful? It's his. That's you. You're his. There's the garden. And eat his pleasant fruits. Oh, he needs you. He loves to feast upon you. And you know what that feasting is? It's just faith. See, and that's what's going on right now. Isn't that wonderful? See, there isn't this, well, let me get my checklist out here. Did I do this? Did I do that? No. He's doing it all. Thanks be to God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's how simple this is. And praise God that that peace that passes all understanding, it does keep our hearts and it keeps our minds. Thanks be to God, it keeps me consistently in a joy. And even when I start to waver, I know that the rock never moved. Isn't that beautiful, brothers and sisters? I'm so grateful to God that it's in His faithfulness thou hast afflicted me. Did you hear that? It's in His faithfulness. It's in His love. It's in His passion and mercy. He knows what you need. We've had this sermon over and over, but we need to because we're weak. So quickly things happen to our lives. Our health fails. Our finances fall apart. Our relationships seem to be going south. But He never moved. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And it's so awesome that He says, honey, lovest thou me more than these? I'll be your satisfier. I'll be your comfort. I'm the God of better, always better. And we need to understand that. And better isn't a bigger house. Matter of fact, better isn't owning a house. It might be renting. Oh, could you imagine? What's he saying? You got to get over this right now. It's all temporal. That's a tent. Praise God. I'm riding a camel across this way. The Holy Spirit, by His grace, has hitched me up. And hallelujah, I'm coming to meet my bridegroom soon. And He's got it all. I'm seeking a kingdom, hallelujah, whose builder and maker is God. Oh, it's so awesome. I pray we get our eyes on the reality of what life is today. I don't care if we're young, old, and all these things. I'm grateful to God if we have ambitions and we have desires and we have goals and all of that. But put them where they need to be. Christ first. Christ first. And then let Him do the rest. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily unto God. You're a president or a CEO, great. Praise be to God. If I'm unemployed right now, great. Praise be to God. Amen? Are we believing God like that? Come on. He knows what we need. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I believe I read that somewhere in here. It wasn't just a side note. It wasn't a footnote. Hallelujah. It's the heart of God to be content in whatsoever things that He's given us, that we have. Praise the Lord. Thanking you, Jesus. I just opened my hands by God's grace, laying aside every weight, and praise the Lord, all the treasure that He puts in there. Living by faith. Living by faith. It's gold, silver, and precious stone. Brothers and sisters, that's just a little bit. You see how these people get so kooky about gold? We got to hoard it up. Oh, look at all the gold I got, and it's like that much. He's in the little things. He's in the small things. Don't miss it. But brothers and sisters, I rejoice today. See, all the real fruit comes from those north winds. See, the south wind can comfort, and we need it at times. God knows. The south wind can bring forth a rose, so wonderful, a daisy, beautiful things. But the north wind produces all the fruit. The trials, brothers and sisters, that make us more pleasing to God. The trials that come, brothers and sisters, that causes this beloved to come into our garden and eat His pleasant fruits. That's coming from the north wind. That's coming from the test that's beyond you. That's coming from the things that you don't want to face, but God had an appointment before He ever set a star in heaven for you to show up. Well, God, I want to be late for that one. Well, the thing is He'll reschedule. You're going to face it. You're not going to go to the next glory by God's grace. This is the one I have for you. I always remember Brother Hill talking about that little boy. His daddy told him to paint the fence, and he painted the barn. He said, no, son, I told you to paint the fence. Well, daddy, I painted the barn. Nope, you're going to paint the fence now. He's got the lion's den ready for you now. Go on in. He's tamed the giants, hasn't He? Hallelujah. They can't do anything. He's appointed the wicked for the day of evil. And I'm getting bent out of shape to think that some man is going to decide my future. He holds the hearts of the kings in his hand. Do you believe him like that? I pray you do. You're the apple of his eye. And this isn't a mystery to us. He said you're going to live by faith. It's not going to be this primrose path that you know exactly every step you're going to take. Matter of fact, you're going to be stepping right out there into a chasm, and it just appears as you go. Every step of the way. You got hinds feet. You really do. Use them. Use them. What is that? Faith. Just believe in God. Put your expectation in him. Don't go planning out the future. Just live today. He holds the future. Yes, he does. See, if we really desire, brothers and sisters, if we really desire to be fruitful, he's going to give us a heart that says, awaken, north wind. Come on. Not bring it on because I'm going to show you how tough I am. But as Brother Paul said, Lord, and as David said, Lord, they really said the same thing. Paul said, I glory in my infirmities. And David said, Lord, in thy faithfulness thou hast afflicted me. I want to be humbled. I know I humble myself before the Lord, but he brings the humility in our lives, brothers and sisters. Do you want him to buffet you or not? Do you want to walk around like the cock of the walk? That turkey that holds his head so high just right before he gets it lopped off? What do you think? I want him to be exalted. And the only way he's going to be exalted, he has to buffet me. Sometimes he'll buffet you for others to see. But you know, most of the time, he buffets you alone. Search me, O Lord, if there be any wicked way in me. He's so faithful. I don't fear that anymore. He shows me in his love. He shows me in his kindness. He says, son, this is what I did to bring you closer to me. This is what I did in your life because without it, you wouldn't seek me. This is the weakness you needed in your life to come and to sit at my feet and to wash them with your tears. Oh, he's so beautiful. He's so wonderful. Oh, I'm so grateful to God. I rejoice. He has forgiven so much to each and every one of us. But I'm learning how much he's forgiven me. And oh my goodness, as he said to that sweet woman, because she has been forgiven so much. Oh, she loves so much. She has not ceased to touch my feet and to wipe them and to touch me. Oh my goodness, do we realize these trials, this sweet north wind, it helps us from thinking more highly of ourselves than we ought. It's just being sincere before the Lord moment by moment. But for the grace of God, not comparing myself to anybody else, but for the grace of God, anything goes. I don't need to look at you. I just know that's our old man. Those fish coming underneath your boat now. That's the God that loves you. That's the Lord that adores you. Think it not strange. You don't need to contemplate, Lord, why do I have this weakness in my life? Why does brother so-and-so or this and that? They don't seem to have that trial, but man, this one just weighs me down so much. Can't you see him just touch your face and say, honey, feast on me, know of me. This brings our fellowship. Without that wind, there'd be no feasting, honey. Oh, let him just break your heart with it this morning. Without those trials, without that fierce wind, there'd be no miracle. There'd be no miracle. Some things can grow in a hothouse, brothers and sisters. I'll agree to that. But the masterpieces raise storm to storm. I'd like to see him grow a giant redwood in a hothouse. You ever go out there, the ones that they really mark and want you to see are those trees that have been damaged, hit by lightning, gone through the fire, had things happen to them, and yet they stand, and they withstand, and having done all, they stand. Them's the masterpieces. They may look a little bit battered, a little bit bent. They might be missing even some branches. Oh, but my goodness, they've withstood the test. I don't care how pretty I look to this world. I'm just concerned how much he shines in me. Christ Jesus didn't just want Peter walking on a calm sea, did he? We all would have stood back and said, wow, that's just something. That's incredible. No. Peter, you're going to walk on the stormy sea. Now, you're having a little faith there. You're starting to sink, son. Look at me. I called that storm, and I never changed. Now you come unto me. You think he's a God against all odds? He is the God of against all odds. And he likes it that way. Yes, he does. That's the way he prefers it, brothers and sisters. As a matter of fact, it's his specialty. So in Jesus' name today, I pray that we think it not strange, this fiery trial. I pray by grace, as the word of God says, to rejoice and even be happy. For the power of God, the power of Christ rests upon you. And everybody just thought, oh my goodness, they were done. They were weak, they're dying. No, I'm just about getting ready to soar. His grace upon grace, brothers and sisters, is not just keeping everything afloat. His grace upon grace doesn't just have everything bobbing around. Sometimes I even express, oh, I feel like I'm just coming up for breath. I'm on the rock that's higher than I. Get over it, son. Let's quit living drama here. Come on. The victory's been won. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful to God. The battle is raging. But I know that the battle is the Lord's. And we get so bent out of shape about it. Oh, I'm going out to war. Praise God. Endure the hardness as good soldiers. But remember this all the time. The battle's the Lord. Do you realize that he prepared that before ages passed? It didn't catch him under. God is not doing anything on the fly. He doesn't. These are the before ordained good works that you should walk therein. So that battle was prepared before a star was ever set in heaven. He called it. He ordered it. And he's fighting it. So what do you think about it? I think it's done. I think the way of escape has already been made, don't you? So do you believe that we can say in Jesus' name, awaken, north wind? More than conquerors are we through Christ who loved us. If he be for me, who could be against me? That thou in thy faithfulness, he hast afflicted me.
Hallelujah, Shai Jabai. And I heard voices of thunder saying, praise God, who are omnipotent name. And he has made him to be the brightness of the glory. He's better than the prophets.
Yes.
And he sits at the right hand of my majesty. Alpha, the Omega. Jesus Christ is Lord. And he is to do praise of the glory and seeking and loving Jesus.
Oh, Father. Thank you, God. We just praise you again for this great grace. Lord, I'm so thankful. Comfort ye your people. And Lord, you are the God of all comfort. And I'm thankful, so thankful, that there's a Godhead that is so for us, so perfect, so one, that Lord, we do not need to fear what man can do unto us. That Lord, perfect love casts out all fear. That God, you do take care of us. Your eye is on the sparrow. Thank you, God, that aren't we worth more than many sparrows? Lord, help us to wake up to what we are to you. All because of Jesus. All because of grace. All because of the blood of the Lamb. May we come boldly today and singing truly. In Jesus' name, we've come into the courts of the Lord, adoring Him and praising Him. And may we arise today to be to the praise of the glory of His grace. In Jesus' name, amen.